St. Milburgh's Well. Here at this well is where two ladies of Wenlock Abbey meet across the mists of time. The first is St. Milburgh, eldest of the three daughters of King Meriwald of Magenset. Meriwald built the abbey here in 680, and Milburgh became its second abbess in 687. There are many stories about her, some of which you will hear on this trail. Before the Guildhall was built in 1540, the abbey, or priory as it is also known, was the administrative centre of Wenlock, where justice was carried out and disputes settled. The second lady we meet here is Lady Catherine Milnes Gaskell. She signed the Abbey Visitor's Book on the 17th of February 1877 as the bride of Charles Milnes Gaskell, Lord of the Manor, and she lived there for many years in the renovated Prior's Lodging. She was an author of several fabulous books featuring local stories and traditions, and also supported the health, well-being and education of the community of Wenlock. The well is said to have provided water for the abbey, and the stone housing that bears Milburgh's name was constructed in 1897. In her book, Spring in a Shropshire Abbey, Lady Catherine writes about the healing powers of the well. A young girl, Fanny Milner, had come to collect water for her grandmother. Though they had water at home, she had been sent for the water from St. Milburgh's well, as it was said to cure sore eyes. Fanny said, "Grandam says I must get some from here, or she'll never be able to read a chapter come Sunday afternoon, with glasses or no glasses. Grandam says as it have a greater power of healing than ever lies in doctor's messes, or than in board stuffs neither. It be a blessed water, and was washed in by a saint. And when saints meddle with water, they makes a better job of it than any doctor, let him be fit to burst with learning." There was also a custom on Holy Thursday of maidens throwing crooked pins into the well and wishing for a sweetheart. The young men would parade around the town with green branches and drink toast with beer said to be brewed with water collected from the church roof.